Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
It's time for Explained Well with Christelle. It is World Mental Health Day. And the big news story that was on today was our former president, Jacob Zuma, in court to prosecute a journalist and an advocate for reporting about him. And this conversation sort of links into how difficult it is to do these jobs.
Yeah.
Because social media was just awash today with trolls retweeting pictures of Karen Morn, who's the journalist in question, in the dock going, look what you're getting. You keep reporting about the president. Now look, you're the accused. Ha ha. And, you know, it might come with the modern territory, but it's incredibly stressful.
Yeah,
as a person.
Yeah, and it can be toxic. So I think, certainly, I mean, having worked with Karen, she's a journalist that I have only respect for, and respect for her for standing her ground here and taking this on. But it links with a bigger toxic culture. And yeah, the mental health considerations when it comes to the media. So there were interesting studies done post-COVID, for example, on the impact that had on the mental health of journalists. Everyone, as I mentioned earlier, we went through a lot in the pandemic, but journalists, both in the pandemic and in general, in our reporting, the kind of stuff we do, you're looking at the same kind of exposure to really stressful situations as frontline workers, as doctors, as policemen, as paramedics.
Ja, ek het 'n rukkie terug gewerk by 'n produksiemaatskappy wat televisie nuus vervaardig het. En dit was so 4 jaar terug wat hulle eintlik dit as noodsaaklik gemaak het dat die joernaliste en die verslaggewers en die kameramense in die veld toegang gehad het tot mental health assistance. So they had counseling, they had trauma counseling if they were at a scene that was, regardless of where they were and what the story was that they were telling, they could go and see someone to help them process what they were reporting on. Because often I think that with journalists being exposed to these kind of stories all the time, there's a sense of desensitization which isn't sustainable. You can't just be okay with the things that they see and the things that they're experiencing and then having to tell us as the viewer or the reader about.
Yeah, and one of the things I'm grateful for is that Jacka, for example, has counselling structures and services available. I think there is still a challenge, though, and it links with what you said at the beginning of the show, Rob, that the view of like, oh, but why are you going for counselling? You know, you should be able to take it, you should suck it up, you should be desensitized.
Up. Yeah, stop being a wimp.
But the fact is, we're human, and I found that one of the tools through which we can process this a lot better, firstly, is even just talking with your colleagues and saying, guys, this is rough, I'm struggling. There is also an additional component in the media with journalists in South Africa, I think, where we've seen pretty much most media houses retrench. So if a journalist still has work, you kind of think, ek moet vasbyt, ek het daar 'n werk. Al is dit toksies, al sukkel ek, al is ek nie gelukkig nie, ek my geestesgesondheid vat ek nou. Jy byt maar vas. En as jy dan deur 'n afleggingsproses gaan, nou het jy nie geld vir private mediese dienste nie. Gelukkig is daar verskrik baie hulpbronne beskikbaar. I mean, I went and looked on Sanef's website. So Sanef firstly is having a safety and wellness workshop for journalists this month. But even when you look on their website under the section safety of journalists, I found it interesting that the very first resource is a mental health resource. Yeah. And it's SADAG. Because yes, there are structures available and SANEF has even partnered with SADAG because they realize journalists have such a specific exposure to trauma. There really is no other way to say it. I know that there's certain stories where I get triggered and you know, I need to take a step back. I need to go home and actually realize you're too involved. You need to not become desensitized because you're right, there's a danger in that, but you need to keep perspective. You need to step back. You need to maintain your professional role. But it's a lot being thrown at journalists. And then, yes, when you have one journalist in the dock, in the form of Karen Morn, fighting for her rights, being trolled, we all feel it.
Yeah.
We all feel it.
It sits there and it just creates this culture where it's okay to not recognize sort of the people are people. That we can throw accusations and insults and threats at something that you think someone represents. Can you imagine being the social media manager for the Eskom Twitter account? Every time you post an update, you just get destroyed. It must be soul-destroying work. And not just that one. Social media managers, people who work in call centers and have to phone people and so on. It's so easy to sort of separate that this is a real person from the thing that, oh, I'm having a bad day. I'm irritated by this. I'm just going to shout at this nameless, faceless thing to make myself feel better. And I know I've been guilty of that as well.
We all have.
Yeah, even myself. But I think to try and come towards a solution, whether it's as a journalist, whether it's in a call center, if you're unlucky enough to run a Twitter account for Eskom, one of the key things is, firstly, what you guys said at the beginning of the show as well, that mental health is not a once-off. It's not like, now that I'm breaking down, I do something. It needs to be part of your healthy lifestyle in general. What are my coping mechanisms? Who are the people in my inner circle that I can vent to, that I can offload on, who can help me keep perspective?
Yeah.
And for some people, that's, yeah, there's different places where that happens. But it has to be an ongoing process that requires an awareness that this is heavy. This is a lot, and I need to channel it.
Yeah, absolutely that. And I think what's important to take away this month is to look at all the corporates who are going to make lots of noise about mental health for our employees, for our this, for our that, to back it up and follow through. This mental health cannot be a conversation for 1 month of the year. It needs to be a conversation that's ongoing. And we'll see who's actually going to do that.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.